God makes mighty men marvel at his power. Daniel chapter 2 and verse number 9. But if you will not make known unto me the dream, there is but one decree for you. For ye have prepared lying and corrupt words to speak before me, till the time be changed. Therefore tell me the dream, and I shall know that ye can show me the interpretation thereof. This king had a dream. He was troubled. God makes mighty men to marvel at his power. He brings them down to a place that they must look to him. Nebuchadnezzar is the ruler of the whole world, the mightiest man in the world. Or is he? Is the king the mightiest man in the world? Or are the servants of God who follow him the mightiest men in the world? God sends Nebuchadnezzar a dream, one that troubles his mind and heart so much. Mark how the mighty will fall to submission to God. He moves and troubles the most powerful man in the world by a dream. See the power of God and the weakness of the mighty on the earth. Kings and presidents and rulers and all become as frightened children in the sight of God. Will not God bring down the might of Satan and the Antichrist? And men will say, is this the one that made the nations shake in fear? Yes, God makes kings marvel at his power. God brings this king to bow before the slave boy he captured. Daniel and his three companions are in Babylon. And the king has ordered all the wise men, the scientists, the stargazers, the astrologers, all the witches, and all those that are a part of telling the future. He makes them and brings them to a place to die if they will not tell him his dream. Daniel sings a different song than these men and inquires of the hasty decision of the king. God made this king to marvel at his power because he reveals to this king the secret that troubled his heart. He used the slave boy to reveal his secrets, to humble the most powerful man in all the earth. But again, it seems the most powerful man in all the earth is the consecrated man of God, the one that will follow the Lord as a slave boy or as a ruler of a nation. Learn to be obedient to God and faithful where you are. Simple faith will make kings marvel. The strong of the earth will come to the weak of this world for answers when they need them. Verse 47, the king answered unto Daniel and said, of a truth, it is that your God is a God of gods and a Lord of kings and a revealer of secrets. Yes, God is the one that gave it to Daniel. Daniel gives glory to God. God takes this mighty king who rules the whole world and he makes him to come to the feet of a simple servant of his for answers. Did he not do it before with Joseph in Egypt? Joseph, thrown into prison, lied about, slandered by a woman, slandered by a liar. But where did God bring him to? To the prison house of affliction. But after he took him to the prison house of affliction, he made the king of the known world, the ruler of the known world, to come to his feet and made all to bow before him and to tell him the secrets of the world that only God could reveal. Understand this, that the secrets are given to those that love the Lord, and God makes them all plain. God makes all things plain to his servants. One day, he will make everything plain to you and I of why he worked the way that he worked and did what he did in our lives. But until then, we submit to him, and we understand that God can take the mighty men of this earth, and he can make them marvel at his power and bring them down to the feet of his servants. In Jesus' name, amen.